Good morning. Thank you to the chant goddess Esther Delant for being such a diligent, beautiful chant goddess. We appreciate you. Thank you, family. Welcome to the Love Journey. Today is March 29th. I was just thinking how fast these days seem to be going by. I guess when you're having fun, time go by fast, huh? Like Janet Jackson say, funny how time flies. You're having fun. Well, we're going to get started with William McDowell singing It's Working. It's my season.
For favor, this is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. But I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing. And it's showing my feet for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say.
For grace, for favor,
yeah. This is my
in the ground. Come on, open your mouth, say, I've got a seed in the ground. And I don't care what your circumstance says, it's already getting better.
I don't care what your circumstance is, it's already better. I love it. I got a seed in the ground. We're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one power, one presence. And we recognize our divine creator on this line is God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot. Oh, there's not a spot that my God is not. And as we become still and know that I am God, we take in a deep breath, breathing in through our nose, hold it to the point of vibration and count to eight, and then release through our mouth and we breathe into the heart. You see, the heart has wisdom. Family, sometimes we forget to breathe. I want you to breathe. Breathe into the depth of your diaphragm. Breathe in through your nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. Breathe into the heart and release through the mouth. Let's breathe, family. Be still and know that I am God. And release. Breathe in again and be still and know that I am, that I am God. Breathe. And release. Last time, let's breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Divine Mother, Father, God. Precious and Holy Spirit. I come before you today asking you to release every human created thought. Every human created ego, God, I ask you to allow me to come before you in this right now moment in my pure, higher God mind. As I invoke and invite the presence of the I Am presence, I ask you to allow me to come empty, Holy Spirit, that I may be filled by the presence of you in this right now moment. May I be filled to the overflow of your love and your light in this right now moment. May I speak your words, Holy Spirit. May my words be your words. May my thoughts be your thoughts as you remove all of me, all of my human created ego, all of my human created thoughts, that my higher mind may possess my thoughts. Come, Holy Spirit, that you may possess my heart, that every word of my mouth come, Holy Spirit. Oh, will be so in every meditation of my heart, come Holy Spirit, will be so acceptable in thy sight to the transcending power, inviting and invoking the God mind, the higher mind, the Christ consciousness into this right now moment. I call forth that transcending power. I call forth the beloved I Am God. I call forth the higher mind presence that it may speak to every cell, every molecule, every muscle, every fiber in our being. As we call forth an anointing upon this call, Oh, come, Holy Spirit, for a fresh anointing this morning, that my words may be your words. Come, Holy Spirit, that I may speak to the hearts of your people, God, that my words may transcend any thoughts that's causing them not to be in their higher presence, God, that it may speak to their thoughts today, God. Oh, that they may feel the presence of you in this call, that we may touch the hem of your garment in this call today, God. Oh, dear Mother, Father, God, precious and Holy Spirit, come and speak to our mind. Because somebody came with a mind to be blessed today, God. Come and speak to our hearts, God. Looking for a fresh anointing over this call today, God. I'm asking for each and every person under the sound of my voice. I'm asking for a special blessing, God. Oh, I'm asking for a special anointing, God. I'm asking for fresh revelation, new wineskins. I'm asking for supernatural, explosive blessings, God. Somebody came with a mind to be blessed today, God. Oh, I'm asking for supernatural, explosive favor, Holy Spirit. Somebody came today, God, with a heart to be blessed today, God. Somebody came with some questions that we want you to answer. Come, Holy Spirit. Somebody came to get guided today, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and bless and anoint this line like no other, God. I'm asking you to bring forth a special blessing, God, that it may raise the vibratory energy of this phone this morning, God, that each person may come away a little bit better than when they dialed in today, God. I'm asking you to anoint us today, God, with supernatural, explosive anointings, God. I'm asking for you to do your will in us, as us, all around us, God, that our will match your will, God, that we will come into a greater version of who we've been called to the planet to be, God. I'm calling forth that higher mind, God. I'm calling forth that I am presence. I'm calling forth that transcending power, the power to heal and transform every cell, every muscle, every fiber in our being this morning, God. And no matter what is going on in our world, we can speak to the mountain, God, and it shall be removed today, God. Oh, God, I'm asking for a special blessing in somebody's finances today. Somebody called in because they wanted an anointing over their finances. I'm calling forth a healing today, God, that our healing will take place in our finances, that we will come into alignment of the better presence of who we are in our finances, God. Oh, I'm calling forth a healing in our body, God. Oh, I'm calling for Jehovah Rapha to heal the blessings of every cell in the body, to every muscle fiber, to every place there might be something going on. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit. Somebody need a blessing in their relationship today, God. Oh, I'm calling forth a healing over that relationship. I'm calling forth a healing over that spouse that may be doing whatever that may be showing up in not the highest presence. We call forth a blessing over that relationship, God. Oh, that it may live in this higher presence, God. That it may speak from a presence of love. And that each one will know that we must love, forgive, and let go and allow gratitude to be the reason for our relationship, God. And that we thank God for each and every person who show up in our space as a divine love mate. Whether they show up as we want them to or not, we give thanks for the mighty presence as we speak to the fiber of the being, calling forth their greater presence by doing our work and coming forth in our greater presence, God. Oh, I'm asking you to bless somebody's relationship today. I'm asking you to send forth a blessing and rain down your love upon them today, God. I'm asking you to bring forth what the locusts have eaten and give them triple for their trouble, God. I'm calling it forth today. Somebody need a blessing over their children today, God. Somebody call forth a blessing over their children today. Somebody need to be blessed in their children today, God. I'm asking for a healing over the seeds today, God. I'm asking because your word says that you will bless our seeds, God. You said the prayers of the righteous availeth much. You said our prayers will be so blessed that it will even bless the seeds that we won't even know on this planet, God. I'm asking you to bless our seeds, even our seeds, and our seeds, God. I'm asking you to allow our prayers to be a blessing, even those who will come after us as we stand in honor and in the service of our descendants. We give thanks today, God, and for a blessing.
Somebody's looking for a new career, a new job, a new purpose, a new something. I'm asking you to bless even those, God. Somebody is looking for some direction. They're searching, God. Search. I'm asking for your guidance, your infinite wisdom. And as we stand in the gap, an intercessory prayer for two of our sisters' sons who got shot in Chicago, we ask you to bless those two young men's minds today, God. That these two young men will grow and be mighty in the land, God. That they will understand their purpose and their gifts as they unfold in their healing process, God. Because we already understand that it's really no healing, just you to be revealed, God. So we asking you to reveal yourself to these young men. Recognizing that their power and their presence is important to the planet, God. I'm asking you to send comfort to every pain in their body. I'm asking you to bring joy in every tear that's been shed. I'm asking you to bring peace where there's no peace, God. Rest where there's no rest, God. But most of all, God, to bring forgiveness where there's no forgiveness. God, I ask you to bless the matrimony and the union of all of people in this line who found love and found the heart to bring two hearts together in matrimony. We send love and light and blessings to King and Arlene. We send love and light to Linda and her spouse. We send love and light to Amir and Tamiko Green. We send love and light to those we may not even know their name on this line who found matrimony and the union. We ask you to continue to bless their love and continue to pour your love upon their love, and that their love will always be unified with you, Holy Spirit. And that they will always come together in love, forgiveness, and gratitude. I give thanks for those who have been together for quite a long time, that they will find renewed joy, renewed energy to re-energize the relationship. I give thanks for those who found joy and pleasure in any space they're in, whether they have a physical love mate or just finding love within themselves, God, I just give thanks no matter where we are in the process. And I give thanks because you said in your word that it's your good pleasure to give us the desires of our heart today, God. I give thanks for the desires of our heart. I give thanks for your healing presence. I give thanks for your financial substance that's profusely, abundantly pouring upon our life. I give thanks for an explosive, multiplied, spiritual, multiplied money substance. I give thanks for the situation that people have been calling me about, the foreclosure. But God, I know that you are blessing their homes today, God. And I know that no matter where we are in the process, that when we're down to nothing, you always up to something. I give thanks, God, for that restored money substance in their life, God. I give thanks for financial obligations being paid off today, God. I give thanks, God, for deeds being sent to somebody anonymously because somebody said, I want to pay it off today, God. I give thanks, God, for cars being paid off. I give thanks, God, for financial substance just showing up in our bank accounts. I give thanks, Holy Spirit, that somebody's physical presence was healed today, God. That Jehovah Rapha, that you showed up in a healing presence and healed somebody's heart, healed somebody's body. What the doctor said didn't matter because you are the master physician. We give thanks for that healing presence over somebody's body today, God. Somebody calling out your name, God. Somebody's asking, Holy Spirit, that you bless their bodies today and restore it back to the truth, whole, perfect, and complete, God. Somebody called and said their lungs need healing. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking for restored lung capacity. Somebody called and asked about their kidneys. God, I'm asking for restored kidneys today, God. I'm asking for livers to be restored. I'm asking for feet to be restored today. I'm asking for hearts to be restored today, God. I'm asking for every muscle fiber, everything that's showing up in the body to be removed today, God, that it will come back into its perfect alignment and the truth of itself. Because you said in your word we could speak to the mountains today, God. Oh, we speak to those mountains today, God. Shout grace and favor to every cell and every molecule. Oh, somebody said they called today and said they was diagnosed with that C word. But let me tell you today, God is even bigger than that. Come, God, and heal the body today, God. As we release whatever emotional processes showing up in our bodies as dis-ease and discord, we bring it back into pure, unadulterated alignment. Come, Holy Spirit, and penetrate it. Come, Holy Spirit, and send it back to where it came from, that it will be destroyed in the violet flame of your love, Holy Spirit. Let it be destroyed in this right now moment, God. Let it see us being destroyed right now, God. Somebody got a healing blessing. Somebody got a healing blessing in their finances today. We give thanks for the victory, God, because you said the victory shall be ours for all that is and all that shall ever be. Your word says in Isaiah that you will hear my prayers even before I call. And while I speak, you will answer. Come, Holy Spirit. Let not these words return void, God. Let the victory of your love rain down upon us right now, God. Because you said we were born to win. You said we were born to live in abundance. You said we were born to live an amazing life. You said in your word, it is he that gives richly all things. You said in your word, it is he that gives thee the power to get wealth. You said we have not because we ask not. Well, today, Holy Spirit, stand on the promises of you today that we will be so blessed, God, that even the blessed will call us blessed. You said we can have the anointing of Abraham, God. You said that we will be so blessed that even the anointing of Abraham's blessing will call forth a blessing even bigger than the blessed that we already are. Come, Holy Spirit, and let us be blessed today, God. Anoint our hands today, God, that everything we touch will turn to gold today. I'm asking you to anoint our feet, Holy Spirit, that everywhere we tread, our feet shall be upon your holy ground. Come, Holy Spirit. You said we shall have the anointing of Solomon, not just for wealth, but his wisdom, God, to move your kingdom forward, God. I'm calling forth the anointing of Solomon in this right now moment, that the anointing of Solomon shall rain down upon our lives, God, that the wealth and the wisdom of Solomon shall move our kingdom that you have called forth through us in this right now moment on this planet Earth, that you shall send us the money substance to move the gifts and the talents and the vision that you said you will give us in this lifetime. You said you will give us a vision, but you will also give us the provision, God. I'm calling forth your word today, God. I'm calling forth you today, God. I know one thing, that when you say it in your word, it's the truth. So I'm calling forth your money substance, your anointing upon your people today, God, to call forth the kingdom of God's wealth. Come, for your kingdom, millionaires and billionaires, is right here, God. I'm asking you to anoint him right now and manifest the money substance. You said we shall have the anointing of David upon our lips, God, that we shall be so blessed and overflow with your blessings, that our words will be just like David. Oh, my cup runneth over, God. Oh, my cup runneth over with joy, happiness, love, success, and money. Health, God. I thank you, Most High God. I thank you, Divine Mother, Father God, for your blessings that shall rain upon us, overtake us and chase us and run us down with your blessings, God, that we shall be so filled with your love. All we can do is each day say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Because your love reigns supreme in our life, in every area of our life. We thank you for those new books that shall be written by the hand of God. We thank you for those new books that shall be written by the hand of God, that shall speak to somebody's mind today. We give a blessing upon these new babies that are being birthed in these books that you have given and downloaded into your special children today. We give thanks for new movies that will be filmed and come to bless the world. Multi-million dollar filmmakers and multi-million dollar books and New York Times bestseller authors and all the kingdom millionaires that will be on this line, we give thanks. So it shall is written, so shall it be done. In the mighty name of the consciousness of Christ, in the mighty, powerful, transcending power of the creator of this universe, that on this line we recognize as God the good, we give thanks. So it is. Wow. Amen. Amen, gosh. Whew. God is good, God is good, God is good. Good morning, God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, good morning, good morning to all the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the sun, the moon, the stars. Good morning to all the universe. Good morning, universe. Good morning, universe. Good morning to the springtime. Good morning to the land and the soil. Good morning to our most beneficent angelic family. As we invite and invoke the angels into this call, we say good morning, angels. As we invite and invoke the archangels into this call, good morning, archangels. As we invite and invoke the presence of the one that is the one, and that is the ascended master, we give thanks as we invite and invoke our ascended masters into this call. And I just give thanks for our ancestors, our known and unknown ancestors, as we stand on the shoulders of those who walked this journey before us, as we stand in honor of those who gave their life and sacrificed and left a legacy called you. We give thanks for our known and unknown ancestors as we invite and invoke the presence of the ancestors. Good morning, Miss Anastasia McAdoo, my mother who was the vehicle who sent me to the planet. I give thanks for your presence. Thank you, Miss Anastasia McAdoo. As we honor all of our ancestors, all of those who walked this planet, all of those who said yes, all of those who had the courage pour libations into my plant this morning and into the earth, we give thanks. Morning, ancestors. Come. Good morning, my brothers. Good morning, my sisters. Good morning, my gods and goddesses, my millionaires and my billionaires. Of all the places you could have been, you chose to be right here on the love journey. I give thanks for your presence on the love journey this morning. Good morning, as we call forth the presence of your greater version today, we give thanks. Because this is the Love Journey Incorporated, and I am Janine M. Ingram, your love goddess. Yes, yes, yes. A transformational life coach, an author of an inspirational book of the year called Born to Be Rich. Filmmaker, radio host, vision board facilitator. I'm so grateful for how I show up on the planet. And I'm so grateful for each and every one of you being a reflection of how I show up on the planet. Thank you today. Wow. 29. And so I want to talk to us about the heart this morning. I want to talk about the heart because the heart is one of the most important organs in the human body. According to neurocardiologists, 65% of the heart cells are neuron cells, not muscle cells. What does this mean? This means that the discovery has helped us develop experiments that have proved that the heart works similar to the brain. In some ways, it's even more superior to the brain. This may be the reason that the heart is the first organ to function after conception. Within 20 days of conception, now the brain does not function until around roughly 90 days. This information tells us just how important the heart is. Just how important that the wisdom of the heart. And the reason why I want to talk to us about the heart, because the heart is where the word says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so shall it be. Some of us are so heady about moving through life that we haven't been able to create the most amazing life for ourselves. Today I want to talk to you about moving from your head and into your heart. Healing can take place in every area of our life if we move from our head to our heart. You see, we can hear the still small voice in our hearts. Those things that we long for, that we desire. They say desire. Dr. Johnny Coleman used to tell us desire is God tapping at our heart saying, I want to manifest more of myself through you. And so many of us don't even know what our desires are. We get up every day. We go to a job we don't like. We live a life we don't appreciate that most of us don't even like. Stop and smell the roses. We get up. We do it. We have the same routine. And none of it stops to really hear the birds chirp, to see the full moonlit night, to acknowledge the presence of the sun, to just enjoy some of the things that we work to accumulate in our life. And we get up and do the same thing over and over again, and one day we wake up and say, why? What is this for? We get paid to pay bills, and we don't even enjoy it, not any of our money. We don't even know how to bring pleasure, joy, and happiness into our experience because we're a little bit more heady than we should be. We haven't been taught to trust our heart. We've been conditioned to be realistic. We've been conditioned to think logically because the heart is not logical. It's not logical the way the Creator created us. A lot of things won't seem logical. But it all makes sense in the end. So many of us work and chase money to find ourselves in the same situation month in, month out, year in, year out. Today, and really get in touch with our heart. So in this right now moment, I just want you to even ask yourself, to move into your heart. I want you to ask and give yourself permission to hear your heart.
I want you to just hear your heart. What does the heart have to say to you today? What message does your soul want to convey to you from your heart? Did you know your soul has wrapped up in it the goals of your life? Your soul came here with all the information you need to know to live the most amazing life. How many of us have ever checked in with our soul and our heart? In a place where everything and every answer and every question that we ever had is answered right in our heart. So right now, I just want you to move into your heart. And just ask your heart to open up and allow you to hear the message from your heart today, the message that the soul wants to convey to you through your heart. Let's do the heart therapy today with Master Kim.
Welcome to Kip Heart Therapy. After working with thousands of people from all over the globe and hundreds of people one-on-one, I found that there is great wisdom that lives inside you. You have tremendous power within you. You may have looked for it everywhere else. But the truth is, the part of you that's been doing the looking is what you're looking for. And what you've been seeking is that connection to your own heart. I found that when you talk to your heart, it talks back. There's an emerging field called body intelligence. And this field shows us that we can talk to our body and our body will talk back. Close your eyes. Place your hands over your heart. And let's go on the journey to connect you back to that wise and profound part of you. So take a deep breath in. And hold the breath and squeeze the body tight, 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 and see if you can feel your pulse. Keep your eyes closed. Squeeze. Slowly exhale. Take another deep breath in. And hold the breath and squeeze the body tight. And again, see if you can feel a pulse. Your job is to silence your mind. You don't have to get this right. Remember that thinking happens in the head. Feeling and wisdom happens in the heart. Your heart is the center of love. Your heart is how the divine speaks to you. It is your best friend and your conscience. Your heart has been speaking to you for a while. And it's possible that up until now, you just haven't been listening. So we're going to drop you into your body and into your heart. This is a combination of profound wisdom and cutting-edge science. So all you got to do is just be open. When you have that level of rapport with your heart, you'll find that your heart does talk back. Before we get started, we're going to do a few minutes of a heart breath. So all you got to do is keep your hands on your heart and focus on the center of your chest, on your beating heart. Just focus on the center of your chest and your beating heart. If your mind wanders, bring it back. For the next few moments, next few minutes, just stay focused on your beating heart.
Namaste.
Eyes closed and stay focused on the center of your chest, on your beating heart. Now I'm going to teach you basic body awareness. So I want you to stay focused on your heart, and I'm going to say something, and then I want you to repeat after me. And just notice what comes. We're going to prompt your body and your heart and teach you how to listen to it. So I'm going to say something, and then you just repeat it and notice what comes. Ready? Heart, show me yes. What do you notice? One more time. Repeat after me. Heart, show me yes. What do you notice? Now I'll try a different question. You ready? Heart, show me no. What do you notice? Again, repeat after me. Heart, show me no. What do you notice? Let's try that again. Heart, show me yes. heart, show me yes. What do you notice? And then again, heart, show me no. Heart, show me no. What do you notice? Generally with my clients, what I've found is that a yes can be an expansion or a speeding up, and a no can be a slowing down or a contraction. Everybody's physiology is different, so don't judge your response. Just notice the difference. We've started the journey to teach you how to talk to your heart. When you say yes, something happens. And when you say no, something different happens. So we're going to go through a series of questions that we'll ask your heart. These questions will give you wisdom and a breakthrough. Be open, be receptive, and most importantly, be curious. So keep your eyes closed, and remember each time to repeat after me, and then listen and notice. Heart, show me where you are. What'd you notice? Try that one more time. Heart, show me where you are. What do you notice? Where is your heart in your body? Usually it's in the chest, but sometimes it could be anywhere else too. I've had people have their heart in their hands, their legs, there's lots of different places. Just notice where it is for you. And notice that as you ask a question, your heart responds. Ask one more time. Heart, show me where you are. What do you notice? Heart, have I always followed you? Heart, have I experienced pain because I haven't always followed you? Heart, have I experienced pain because I haven't always followed you? Some emotion might be emerging, so don't hold it back. Let it come. You're safe. Don't hold back. Heart, why have I let the need for certainty run my life up until now? Heart, why have I let the need for certainty and for safety run my life up until now? Ask and listen. Remember to repeat after me. Heart, what did I get out of a comfortable life up until now? Heart, why have I been playing small? Heart, did I believe that it had to be perfect before I got started? Just notice what you hear. Heart, is it possible that you are the divine dwelling within me? Heart, are you how God speaks to me? Let's say that one again. Heart, are you how God speaks to me? It's nice to meet you, God. I didn't know you were so close. Heart, why wasn't I living my purpose in the past? Heart, what do you want me to know about living my purpose moving forward? Heart, what message do you have for me about my romantic life? Heart, who do I need to forgive? Heart, what will I gain by forgiving this person? Heart, what do I need to let go of? Heart, when would now be a good time to let go? Heart, what's the worst thing that would happen if I let go? Heart, I'm scared to take the next step. I'm scared that I won't be supported. I'm scared that people won't like me. How do I take the next step, Heart? Heart, what am I going to do in the future when I want to give up? Heart, what am I going to do in the future when I want to quit? Heart, what should I do in the future when I get frustrated? Heart, what's my next grounded action step? Heart, what's my next grounded action step? Heart, what do you have to say to the fearful part of me that thinks this is all bullshit? Heart, how can I tell the difference between you and my head? Let's ask that one again. Heart, how could I tell the difference between you and my head? Heart, whose approval do I need to live my dreams? Heart, how should I treat my body moving forward? Heart, how often should I talk to you? Heart, Thank your heart for giving you life in every moment. You can do this meditation anytime you want. Your heart is always there for you. Your heart is wise. Your job is to trust what it says. Just for a moment, sit in gratitude for your heart. And see yourself trusting it each and every day, in each and every moment. Be grateful.
Transition and that playing a song, and then we're going to call Linda in if she's ready. But I want you to think about how we can really hear our heart. So much wisdom in the heart. So much joy and life in the heart. And where God speaks to us in our heart. Wow. Do we really trust our heart? Have we grown not to trust our heart? Think about that. And if so, why? Are we so separate from the one space that really has all the answers? Which is in the heart. Trust your heart. Trust your heart. Let's hear Diane Reeves.
I think that there's a time in your life when you realize that whatever it is that is eating you, whatever it is that you're running from, whatever it is that you're afraid of, you just have to stop, take a deep breath, turn around, and face it. Stick your arms out as wide as you can and embrace it. Hold on real tight. You see, the tighter you hold on to it, the smaller it gets. just embrace it and embrace it until you find yourself embracing yourself. Then you can move on with peace of mind and all that stuff. Just leave it behind. Sometimes you won't understand why life is the way it is. Things don't always go the way you plan them, but I believe God and time are synonymous, and through time God reveals all things. You gotta be still, stand in love, and pay attention.
Testify, and I'm gonna call in Linda if you're here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ooh, you drive? That was beautiful. Yeah, but I'm good. I got my head set in.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, that was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful song, beautiful meditation. Fantastic work we're doing. All right, let's do it. Let's do our closing affirmation, our prosperity incantation. Star six your phone. Allow that energy from the meditation to flow right into this experience. I'm going to repeat it 7 times together on 3. Come on, let's do it. 1, 2, 3. God's wealth
circulating
in my life. His wealth
flows to
me
in
avalanches
of abundance.
All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously
by infinite intelligence.
For I am
one with God.
God is everything. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance.
Thank you so much. All right. Just want to give thanks. Anybody has any comments, concerns? How did they, anything they want to talk about in terms of working with their heart before we leave? Any questions?
Oh, yes, Lord.
Come on.
I want to thank you, Janine. Rick, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I'm excited to hear your words.
Oh, thank you. It's phenomenal. I was doing some more. I was doing a rewrite yesterday, and it's amazing how spirit operates as it does. And you know how beautiful spirit is for us completely, because we're all one anyway. And it's just a beautiful thing. And just to be in such community is just God's manifestation and what He does. So I was writing yesterday because I write from the heart. So when you brought up the thing about 50% of the heart is like neuron cells, I was like, wow. You know, I've done a lot of studying as far as the heart is concerned, but, you know, you have to fit real to you what's necessary. So yesterday I was talking about provision, and I was saying that it's amazing how we have vision, but we don't pay attention to the provision, which oftentimes is that which comes beforehand. And so when I thought of that word, I kind of played with vision and provision, because in order to be the excellence that you are, you have to have that mindset of what is coming before you see the vision, what has been laid before the vision comes. And so we've already been given everything necessary for the vision. So when you said when God gives you the vision, He also gives you the provision, because the provision has already been there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of us going to capture it and move forward with it. So I was talking last week about $100 billion, you know, that's my goal, because there's a lot of work that needs to be done. And I know that, you know, there's a lot of people involved in it, and a lot of people need to be paid. So, you know, $100 billion is where my mind is right now. But I was talking with Reverend Val last week, and excuse me, she mentioned something along the lines of there's trillions out there, and that's for us too. And so I want to go to that next step also, because what I've discovered is we are dealing with heart dis-ease, because that's what's happening in our lives as we continue to move forward. The heart already tells us what's going on, because God is already speaking to us, and He speaks to us through our heart. So when you brought forth what the doctor's documentation, wording, and, you know, that mantra that he gave us, it's so much for my consciousness, because mine is not necessarily asking the questions, because I'm already hanging out with my heart, but mine is to get that confirmation from my heart and let my heart know that I'm confirming that, yeah, you are real, you are there, and you are giving me power. You're giving me the courage that I need to do that, that's necessary to do what needs to be done. So I'm so grateful that this manifestation came forth, because it was just yesterday that I was dealing with this, and God ordained what's necessary for us to continue to move forward in this process of manifestation of creation, as He has everybody in place for that which is required to get accomplished. And Janine, big mooches to you, because, you know, you listen to God, you know, and you take on what, and when you are given instructions, your obedience is to be honored. And I am just overwhelmed. So thank you so very much.
Good morning.
Thank you,
Jane.
Good morning.
Thank you, Janine. And I don't know if that was Joel talking, but I learned new language. I didn't even know my heart had language. And just going through that meditation, I just keep opening up so many new avenues for my growth on this line. And I thank you. My heart is important. It was telling me yes on many of my questions. So I'm going to be listening. Now that I know it has a language, I got to be still and just tune in. I appreciate you all. Thank you, Love Journey family.
Thank you. Wow. I know for me, learning to live from my heart changed my life absolutely around. You know how most of us are afraid to live from our heart because we're afraid to get hurt. But, you know, just the opposite happens. When you're afraid to get hurt, you get hurt.
When you live from your heart, you rarely get hurt because you are in absolute unconditional loving and you don't have an expectation of anything other than what you give out. It's so different and it's so amazing. And the heart really does have wisdom. It will direct you, lead you, guide you into what the one of the promises is in the Bible, which is in Ephesians 3:20, life abundantly more than you can ever think, ask, or imagine. That's what happens when you trust the heart. So I just want to say, as you move through the day and you have more time to be still tonight, learn to talk to your heart before you go to sleep. Learn to speak to your heart. In your still time, ask your heart questions. Learn to trust the relationship with your heart. Oh, my God. It's an experience that you cannot describe. But you will know it when you start to live from your heart. So that was it for me, unless you have any more questions, comments, concerns.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good God morning. I am Rosa J. Hodge, and you are so, so right. Learning to live from your heart is an amazing space to be in. And I just want to remind people that perfect practice makes perfect. That when you first start this journey and your mind is all over the place and you can't find your heart, you don't even know what it is, you know, just keep practicing. Just keep being still. And one day, as Janine and everyone else has said, you feel it and you know it. But just keep doing it. And let it catch up. Like somebody told me, catch up with God because he's already there. Everything that you need, desire, and want is already there. But you have to keep practicing. You got to do it on a daily, committed basis, morning, during the course of the day, at night, whenever it comes to you. Just keep practicing. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. Somebody said, how do you learn to live from your heart? I'm going to answer that question because maybe somebody else may have that question, and I'm going to answer it openly. How I learned to live from my heart is finding what I loved, things that put me in my heart space. For me, music put me in the heart space, poetry, a good love song, being in nature. Anything that took me out of my head and made me feel, and then I learned to continue to feel. So if it was a song that put me in my heart and just made me feel, that brought tears to my eyes, then I just sat in that feeling and began to remember what that felt like and then call that feeling back up. Whenever you know, like one of the songs that sometimes when I'm feeling some kind of way, I will put on Starlight in You. Or I might put on I Love You, or, you know, this song right here is Lonnie Listen Smith, or a Kim song. Something that made me feel. Something that took me into my heart. It's something about when you hear it just come out my speakers and my sound system. Lonnie Listen Smith music has this cosmic energy to it. And it always put me in my heart. When I write, I put my music on and my candles, and I get in my bathtub. You know, anything that would take me to my heart. That's how you learn to be in your heart. Anything that makes you feel a certain way, and you can recall how you feel the feeling.
My heart feels so warm.
Something that makes your soul sing. Like that. For me, that song did it a lot of times, you know. And I think the goal of our life is to make our heart, our soul sing. Can you imagine living life and your soul singing? My soul starts to sing. Can you imagine actually living life and your soul singing? That's my goal of my life every day. I get up and say to my soul, Janine, what can I do today to make your soul sing? What can I do today for you to bring the desires of your heart? And not having the expectation of somebody else making my soul sing. Not having the expectation of somebody else putting a star in my sky, but expecting my own stars in my own sky. And if anybody else come and put one in, it's just gravy. And that's what life is really all about, making your own soul sing. Standing in your own beauty and your own joy in the way that makes you feel good, not the way somebody else wants you to, not anybody else's expectation of you, but your own expectation to make your own soul sing. So the question is, what will make your soul sing today? What can you do today to make your soul sing? To bring joy in your own heart and create the life you were meant to live. And however that would look for you. Literally, I was at home on Easter Sunday, and I remember I was thinking, I was starting to miss the kids being here, and I literally started to paint. I painted Easter eggs for each one of my children. I finger painted. I finished some things in my vision book because I have a book that I carry around in my purse, and I put some more things in my vision book, and I just play with myself. Bringing out my own inner child, coloring and creating and thinking. And that's what made my soul sing on Easter Sunday. I had my pajamas on. I took me a bath and put on some nice clean ones and a nice beautiful robe. And I sat in my room and created. I didn't do no homework. I didn't look at a biology book. I just created. And that's what you have to do. What makes your soul sing? Whether you want to know them or not, the answers are in your heart. Your message of your soul is in your heart. The soul has wrapped up in it all the goals that you came to the planet to do. Trust it. All right, I just want to remind you that. I want to remind you that your life really is a gift from God. What you do with your life is a gift back to God. Really know that love really is a choice. Joy is really a choice. Making your soul sing is a choice. And being in the business of you is a choice. And remember to dream and live your God-sized dreams. I see you in the morning. I love you. This is Orange Moon. Kabadoo.
I'm an orange moon. I'm an orange moon. Reflecting the light of the sun.
All right. Have a good day. Talk to you later.